This is the Pet Podcast on Pets.ca, episode number 29 for October 24, 2007. Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the 29th Pet Podcast on Pets.ca. My name is Marco. We are coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is October 24, 2007. For today's show, we're going to change it up a bit. Typically, we've been having interviews with Dr. Lee, or we've been giving a little bit of information on a specific topic. And before we give the topic, we were doing a positive news story, which was a happy news story. And today, we don't have a happy news story to start. So what I'm going to do is change the format just a little bit for today so we can end on a happy story. Today's podcast is actually dedicated to Crinkles. And Crinkles is a cat that unfortunately was euthanized by the Mississauga Animal Control, or Animal Services rather, sometime last week, I believe around the 14th of October. And that story has garnered a lot of attention, and rightfully so. It's a totally tragic situation, and Mark Serra, the owner of Crinkles, he actually contacted me this week, and we spoke at length for about 45 minutes, actually. He told me the whole story, and I was actually very much touched by the story, and, you know, obviously felt so sad for him. And when the story appeared on our bulletin board, our members also showed a lot of support. And a lot of people all over Canada actually have shown a lot of support. Basically, what's this podcast going to be about? It's not going to be about really to place blame or anything like this. I only spoke to Mark. I didn't speak to Mississauga Animal Control. But in case this should happen to anyone else, it's basically what can we learn from this story? So what actually happened? So basically, while Mark was away with his wife, they were in Poland. Their cat, Crinkles, which was an outdoor cat, was picked up by Animal Control in Mississauga. The actual name is Mississauga Animal Services. Links, of course, will go in the show notes. So the cat was picked up by Mississauga Animal Services, brought to Mississauga Animal Services, and when the owners, Mark, didn't come to claim the cat after a few days, the cat was euthanized. So that's the very short end of the story, and obviously Mark is freaked out. Mark actually rescued this cat from Turks and Caicos, so he brought this cat back from a Caribbean island. You know, had the cat neutered, as responsible owners do, and totally fell in love with this cat. And the cat was only 2 years old. The cat used to sleep with them. He totally considered the cat to be a member of his family. And my God, during the conversation, the passion that came from him and the emotion and sadness and anger that came from him was really, really powerful. And I really felt for him. Like I said, I haven't spoken to Mississauga Animal Control. I don't really know all the details. So I guess everything is alleged, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, some facts are not disputed. That cat, Crinkles, was microchipped. That cat, Crinkles, had tags on him when he was brought to Animal Services. So Mississauga Animal Services knew that this was a cat that was owned by someone. It was not a stray cat, and yet they euthanized that cat anyway. Now, they have policies, you know, 3 days for a cat and 5 days for a dog. So if your pet is not claimed in that amount of time, they have the right to either place that cat or dog up for adoption. They also have the right to euthanize that pet. Now, this is pretty damn disturbing, actually, because, you know, they microchipped that pet. It's not like some other center microchipped the pet. They microchipped the pet. So we're not talking about a lost pet that has no owner. We're talking about a lost pet where people know that there's an owner. So what do you do? What should they have done? You know, as many people know, you know, I also do some volunteer work at a shelter. I don't want to get into that. And I see firsthand, you know, the loads of cats and dogs that come through that shelter. There are tons. And I choose to play ignorant on how often pets are euthanized where I do my volunteer work. But I know it happens, and I know it happens often. So did they do the right thing? Is it cool? I don't know. For me, it's not really cool. But the fact of the matter is, there's always more cats and dogs than they have room for. So should they be boarding pets indefinitely? I don't know. I'd like to say yes, personally. I'd like to think yes. I'd like to think, you know, you board their pet and maybe you charge the owner for the pet if the pet gets lost, or certainly more than 3 to 5 days, certainly when there are tags, and certainly when there's a microchip. These are pets. These are members of people's family, you know, especially on our site. Myself personally, pets are members of our family. You gotta give members of your family more than 3 to 5 days. Dogs and cats loose running on the street, if they have no owner, the world is a sad place. You know, some of these pets are going to be euthanized. 100% they are. I don't like that at all, but I think we all can accept it, that that happens. But when it's a loved pet, I think we have to work a little bit harder to try and reunite owner and pet. In defense of Mississauga Animal Services, and again, I don't know if they did more than this, but even they admit, and Mark admits, that they sent one letter. I'm not sure if it's one or two letters. And actually, one of those letters was even hand-delivered to Mark's house. Mark was on vacation at the time, and I think he did have someone staying with him. But according to the person staying with him, the letter didn't say urgent on it. It just said Mississauga Animal Services. It looked like a utility bill. You know, maybe that letter should have said urgent. Maybe that letter should have said chance of euthanasia. Maybe that letter should have been a bit more prominent. They also said, and this is something that I read in reports when I kind of scoured the web for information about this story as well, that they had left a message at one number. You know, according to Mark, they hadn't, but Mississauga Animal Services says that they had. The thing that's very distressing is that on the tag that Crinkles had, which they themselves gave back after the pet was euthanized, there were multiple contact numbers on that tag. And according to Mark again, on the microchip itself, there were multiple contacts on that microchip. You know, at the end of the day, it's very obvious death is death. So before you euthanize someone's pet, I don't know. I'd like to think that maybe more of an attempt would have been made. Maybe call 2 contact numbers, maybe 3 contact numbers, maybe send an email. There were email addresses there too, apparently. And this wasn't done. You know, when Mark came home, his pet was euthanized one day before he came home. And basically, according to Mississauga Animal Services, they said that the pet was euthanized because the pet was aggressive. Sometimes at Mississauga Animal Services, they'll try and place pets for adoption. So I think this cat was there for about 3 or 4 days, something like this. And when one of the workers put their hand in the cage, the cat with its claws tried to scratch them. And for them, that signaled aggression. And they say that the cat was put down because of aggression. Holy moly, this leaves me with another heavy heart. I mean, for goodness sake, you know, when a pet is in a strange environment and you stick your hand in its cage, you know, at the end of the day, they're members of our family. They're still animals, you know. Maybe we should give them a little bit of a break when they're in a strange situation. I guess what really bothers me on a personal level is that they knew that this was someone's pet. I just don't know if they did enough. It's so sad that this happened while they were on vacation. Again, to play devil's advocate just a little bit, you know, these shelters see all kinds of uncaring people. It's obvious that Mark is super caring. I mean, the passion that he poured out on the phone with me was unbelievable, you know? But there's a lot of rotten people out there and a lot of people that think that their pets are disposable. And you can be sure that Animal Services sees a lot of people that are very uncaring and don't give a damn about their pets, actually. That wasn't the case in this situation, you know? He came from a really loving home. And, I mean, he slept in their bed, for goodness sake, you know? And, you know, Mark said that, you know, this pet really changed his life. You know, he was like kind of, a gruffer guy before the pet came into his life. And it made him mellow out some. And, you know, unfortunately, even his wife is pregnant, actually. I'm not sure I should say it. But his wife is pregnant, actually. And they're having a hard time enjoying the pregnancy as much as they would because of this terrible, terrible tragedy. So at the end of the day, after all this is done, what do you do? What do you learn from this? Well, you know, Mark is super, super angry about all of this, and now he feels that his little guy is a martyr. He feels that he wants to get, you know, the word out there that even though you have a tag on your pet, even though you think that a microchip is going to save your pet's life when they show up at a vet's office or a humane society and they could just get scanned and contacted, the truth ain't always so pretty, and it didn't happen well in this case. Mark's pet was euthanized even though he had a microchip, even though he had tags, both with multiple contact information. And he wants to get the word out so that people don't assume that pets are safe. I guess that's really his message, and that's the message that I want to put forth. Don't assume that your pets are safe just because they're microchipped, just because they're tagged, because they're obviously not always safe. At the end of the day as well, this is something that we like to put forth on our site. Cats live longer when they're indoors. You know, Mark couldn't do it. Mark let the cat be an outdoor cat, and people make that choice all the time. And I don't think there's any disputing that cats are happier when they are outdoors, especially once they've tasted the outdoors. But, you know, we turned our cat into an indoor cat, and now our cat only goes out under our direct supervision, and we do it, you know, at a certain time each day, so our cat isn't making us nutty crying at the door all day long. So when we do let the cat out, it's under our direct supervision and only at a certain time of day. So that might be helpful, you know, if people want to turn their outdoor cats into indoor cats, that's definitely a good thing to do. Also, if your cat is missing for 24 hours or something like this, go to your humane society or shelter nearby. You know, and if you're gonna be away, make sure that the people that are watching your house or the people that are in charge of your pet while you're gone do exactly that. Unfortunately, you know, nobody assumed that the cat was in danger of being euthanized if it was picked up because of its tags. Well, unfortunately, that happened. Now, we don't want this to happen to other people, so if you do choose to keep your cats as outdoor cats, it's your risk, it's your life, you know, it's your decision. But if the cat doesn't come home after 24 hours, go out looking for the cat. At least go to your humane society and put up some posters saying, please, for the love of God, if you find my cat, if this cat comes in, don't euthanize this cat. Have some color pictures handy, not black and white. Have some recent color pictures handy that you can scan or maybe have scans already. You know what? I'll do this for free. If people don't have a scanner, if people don't have access to digital cameras, just send me a recent color picture and a stamp and I'll scan it for you. I'll send you the file. You know, send me your email. Send it to me at pets.ca@gmail.com. Tell me you heard this on the podcast, and it's my pleasure. I'll do it for nothing, and I'll send you back a digital file, a high-res digital file that you can print from, God forbid, in case of emergency. And basically, just don't assume that your pets are going to be safe. That's the message Mark wants out there. Don't assume. Take a more active role in keeping your pets safe. Make damn sure that they're safe, because it can happen to you too. If people want to comment on this story, they can comment directly on the blog, www.pets.ca/blog. You can send me an email, pets.ca@gmail.com, and I can incorporate that a comment of yours into the blog. You can post it on our bulletin board, www.pets.ca. Just make your way to the bulletin board, and you can post in one of two threads that are going to be dedicated to this topic. One in the podcasting forum, and another written by Mark himself, who just wanted to get the word out that this can happen to you too. So that's it. You know, I have a bit of a heavy heart from all of this as well. You know, we're all pet lovers on our site. We all feel empathy for other pet lovers that are going through a hard time and are suffering from their losses. So, you know, we all support you and we all feel bad for this terrible thing that's happened. And even though this seems totally cheesy, I dedicate this podcast to Crinkles. Run free, little buddy. And know that your life was not in vain, because you will be helping other pet owners, you know, not make similar assumptions that their pets are safe when really they might not be. And that's going to do it for this pet story. And now on to a positive pet story. Let's get some happiness in here. So for this week's positive news story, it's going to be related to Halloween. And it was actually tough to find really positive stories. So this one's semi-positive. That's pretty positive, actually. Positive, P-A-W-S, of course. So this week's positive pet story comes to us from the Edmonton Sun, where they report on a story about Edmonton's Animal Cancer Therapy Subsidization Society, and they are hosting their 7th annual Halloween fundraiser and pet costume, and that's going to be happening today, the 26th of October. And what this fundraiser does is it actually tries to collect money for animals with cancer. So believe it or not, you know, there are fundraisers now to help our pets live longer because everyone knows that, you know, pets are part of the family, of course. And, you know, if pets live longer, that makes the pet's owners happier as well. So the benefits work two ways. And in this fundraiser, basically, you know, 200 people are going to be there and something like 24 or 25 dogs, all dressed up in Halloween costumes, are going to be at this fundraiser for pets with cancer. So if people wanted to find out about details of this fundraiser, if they're in the Alberta area, they can go to www.actssalberta.org. Of course, the link will go in the show notes. And that way they could find out where the event is and possibly even, you know, give a donation so that perhaps they can help out. And that's going to do it for this week's pet podcast. As always, feel free to comment via email, pets.ca@gmail.com. Or just go to the blog, www.pets.ca/blog. Next podcast, we're going to try and make it a bit happier. I believe we got an interview again with Dr. Lee on good pet foods this time. So it's going to be a much happier podcast. Themes are going to be happy. Positive news story is going to be even more positive, more lighthearted. So thanks for listening, everyone. As always, give your pets a hug and give them a little scratchy under the chin from Marco. Bye for now.